Texas Podcast Massacre contains spoilers and adult language. For more horror, visit us at our website at texaspodcastmassacre.com.
Welcome to another episode of Texas Podcast Massacre, where each week we watch a horror film and debate a topic with our unsuspecting victim, who's usually someone who's not a horror fan. This week, I'm doing the intro. What? Who knew? Craziness, and I am your host, Nate. With me, as always, is the queen of unsuspecting victims, Lisa.
It's topsy-turvy tonight.
Cats and dogs living together, et cetera, et cetera. And my co-host, Mitch.
I'm angry, Nate. I am just filled with rage about this week's movie of the week. I don't know what to say. I'm just so just burning with rage, and I've had to watch this movie twice now in my life. This is not how I thought the five-star request a movie system would have worked.
Not like this.
Don't even complain. I have had so many that I have had to do. You've had one.
Mitch draws the line at Hansel, Gretel and Hansel, not Poughkeepsie Tapes. Like, that wasn't too far. But no. Gretel and Hansel is the one. Did you watch one time from Gretel's perspective and one time from Hansel's perspective?
I'm so angry. So mad. No. I watched it from my perspective, which is angry, pissed off dude watching this boring ass film. So here we're at. We did get this as a five-star request from two folks. One was from Try Bry Guy. He gave us a 5-star review and in all caps decided that he was going to give a 5-star for Hansel and Gretel. He did say Hansel and Gretel, and I would have much rather watch Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters than this garbage.
Oh, there's a Hansel and Gretel movie.
Oh yeah, much better. There's also your mom, and I just have to if your mom's listening, Nate, she will hear about this in the Christmas card this year. There will be a. It may span multiple cards, be multiple parts. I have some things to discuss.
There's two cards in one envelope, and this is the first card. He's got so much writing. You just put dot 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 at the end, and you start a second card. Wait, Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters has got Jeremy Renner in it. What is happening? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah. Oh wow. Can okay. I wish
we could have done that movie instead of the movie we're doing. This
it's on
week.
Prime. Wow, that could have been it. Hey, someone go request Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters to complete the double feature.
Mitch will be happy to know that Gretel and Hansel is about to go off Prime tonight. So
I saw that. You got a couple hours. When you hear this, it's already gone.
Never yep. should have been on there to begin with. That's where I stand. but you know, fear not. If you have a Paramount Plus account, it appears to be staying over there. So,
okay, that's the permanent home. Paramount Plus. Well, another reason. You want to get Halo, and
the Paw Patrol movie, Halo, and Gretel and Hansel.
Yeah, Gretel and Halo. Perfect.
Jesus, thanks for doing the intro. I didn't have it in me today to kick it off. The energy, there's energy. All right. I'm going to try not to let this just totally derail, but I literally just finished watching it a little while ago before we started recording. So I am very recently incensed by having my senses assaulted, as they were.
So Mitch, as unsuspecting victim, this one, clearly unsuspecting and suspecting, give us the elevator pitch for Gretel and Hansel.
Oh, you want me to do this now? You don't even want to?
No. I want to hear it right now. What's the pitch for this? What's Angry Mitch pitch?
Hey, what if we took the most boring ass grim fairy tale and just made it look like an A24 film, but put zero effort into anything else with the film? Done. What if we bring in a whole bunch of stupid shit that doesn't ever lead anywhere, answer anything, mean anything, or do anything, but we make it look real good.
Just like life. Yeah. Let's
see how much we can dress up this turd and see who notices. For any of you people who gave it above 5 in a rating, shame on you. I see that it's like at a 5 on IMDb. Shame on you. It too high. The rent is too damn high. I'm already angry. Nate, let's
get into our debate question of the week.
Hearken to me, you two-legged dogs. Drink the fish in need of knowledge. To learn what it is to live and die in honor. To be in battle slain and in death rewarded by the Valkyrie's embrace.
This movie wishes she had that Willem Dafoe energy. That's what she was trying for. You can't just try to do that.
Could you have gotten Bjork? Could this have been the Bjork test run for the Northmen?
That would have been fine.
In this movie?
That would have been fine. Bjork would have been a welcome addition.
All right. So I got into the debate question because you mentioned, okay, so, you know, they took a boring kids fairy tale, gave the A24 treatment. Okay, well, if this was the boring one to give the A24 treatment to, which other kids fairy tale would you have done instead? So apparently you think this one's a little boring and you did not care for it, clearly. Which kids fairy tale, given the horror movie treatment, would you have liked? I can start if you want.
Why don't you start? The rage is just all consuming right now. I need a second. Go ahead.
So David Cronenberg just did Crimes of the Future, which I've not seen yet, but I will be checking out at some point. Supposedly there's like a dead baby autopsy in the movie, so Lisa's going to be all over it. non sequitur. But if you got David Cronenberg to do an artsy horror film with Humpty Dumpty. Then I'm in. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Look, the whole setup, Humpty's life, his family situation, you know, it's not good. He goes on the wall. He falls down, right? Obviously, massive injury. Try to put him back together again, turns into some body horror type movie where they put him together, but he's like a Frankenstein, losing all sense of humanity, but it's not his... I don't know. His ego is this is off the rails. But it's a body horror. They put him back together with like random parts, and he just turns. It's almost like a Tetsuo, if you will. Also, is grafting things onto his body, and it's a body horror film from David Cronenberg or his son, Brandon Cronenberg of Possessor. Actually, would also be good too. I would go either way on that. But that would be a crazy fairy tale movie for me.
Okay.
Humpty Dumpty.
What I would like to know, how are all the king's horses trying to put Humpty Dumpty back together?
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be brutal. Like, it's going to be like, I mean, look, how much subtlety and delicateness can a horse hoof put things together? It's going to be a body horror film.
Yeah.
There's some stuff jammed, like some like metal just jammed into him, like that kind of a deal. Mm-hmm. Not going to be pretty. My first pick would have been Rumpelstiltskin, but then I was reminded of the 1990 film Rumpelstiltskin, which I watched as a little kid, which I should not have. It is not a very good film. So Rumpelstiltskin already done, but you can remake it if you want. So those are the two I was thinking of.
Okay. Lisa, do you have one off the top of your head?
Well, so I was thinking Little Red Riding Hood, but in that like Halloween anthology, what was it called? Trick or Treat?
Yeah, Trick or Treat. Yep, they did do that. Yeah.
They kind of do it, but I still think they could do it but keep it like the original story.
Okay.
With the wolf and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Nice.
I mean, it gets pretty gruesome in the story.
Get the people who did Antlers, the Antlers monster, to do the wolf in that movie. Oh, I'm in on that. Yeah, that would be good. Yeah. How do you draw the story out? That, one of the issues of this movie, I think, is that, you know, you got really pad. You got to add a lot of stuff to make it a feature length film. What are you adding? What are you adding to Little Red Riding Hood to give it a little extra oomph?
I don't know. You got to give some sort of background on the motivation for the wolf. Like they kind of did in this story with the motivation for the witch, right? I mean, in the original story, you don't really know anything about her. Except that she's just this witch out in the woods. So they kind of gave her a backstory. So I think you got to flesh out the villain a little bit.
You get the wolf's backstory? All right, now I'm in on this. What is this like a...
The wolf can talk, so... I don't know.
Is this like a... oh my God. If this is a crossover to Kate Beckinsale's Underworld... now I'm extremely interested. One of the lichens from the Underworld universe tries to eat the grandma and pose as her. Ooh, man. Now, man, I'm 100% in on that. All right. Dang. All right, Mitch, beat that. Underworld, Little Red Riding Hood.
I'm not going to necessarily beat that. I will say I don't – none of the mainstream ones I think are doing it for me. Nate, you in some of our earlier episodes, you talked about how you used to have an old German.
I still have it, Struwwelpeter. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and it sounded horrifying. And I think anything like that. I mean, and the problem with this, we'll get into it. There's so many other creepier, grim horror, like Brothers Grimm horror stories, like the Juniper Tree, and that would be my pick. Okay. Stepmom decapitates her stepson. And then boy turns into a bird. There's a lot more to this. I'm giving you the Cliff Notes version. Sings a song explaining everyone about how he's murdered. She goes crazy and tries to run out, and the bird boy drops a whole millstone on her head. Just a great like revenge murdery ghost thing. So much you could do with that.
It's like bird murder.
Yeah.
Is Nelly Furtado playing when that scene happened?
Oh, and that's the end credits, at least. That's how you. That's roll credits. That's the end. You know, you do the
bird. The bird is the word.
Because the boy comes back to life at the end and is reunited with his father and sister.
In Struwwelpeter, there's a character who has huge scissors who cuts off kids' thumbs who suck on them.
Yeah, Lisa, I'm assuming these are fairy tales that you're super familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
These are the ones that you read. Do I have that book in my kid's room right now? Of course I do. Don't worry about it.
That's how I get both Carrie and... and Damien to sleep as I read from the lesser known works of the Grimm brothers.
What if you heard that and then all of a sudden like one day there's a big rock in your kid's room and you're like, oh God.
Well,
I think I read this too many times.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Dads usually get off okay in most of the dads are never really a target in most fairy tales. It's usually stepmoms, which is a shitty deal to begin with. Cause one of these guys had like, they must've just had I don't know anything about their lives. They must've had a bad stepmom. Cause every one of these, the stepmom is getting wrecked, right? Like every single fairy tale has an evil stepmom.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, you got your Cinderella's. There's all kinds of
Snow White.
Yeah, someone pissed off. I don't know. There's something in there. It just seems a little overboard. Like we get it. You've got a thing against stepmoms.
How many movies have been made where like the Russians were the bad guys? You know what I mean? Like was the original. The stepmom was the original.
The original Russian. Were all the stepmoms Russian?
That could have been the that's how it crossed it. Mm.
Okay. Well, let us know which fairy tale you think would be a better horror movie. Spoiler alert, any of them is the right answer. We're all winners compared to this garbage ass movie. I don't even know.
I thought you were going to pitch Jack and the Beanstalk as a Attack on Titan.
Man, that's a problem. I mean, it's too much already. It's already Attack on Titan. What are you going to do differently that is an Attack on Titan? Same thing with the Red Riding Hood. I thought that too, but yeah, I mean, Trick or Treat did like such a good twist on it. You know, what else are you going to do? What else are you going to do with that? Right.
Guillermo del Toro is already doing a darker Pinocchio. So that was what I was going to, I was thinking about boy. Doing.
Yeah.
You could sharpen that nose. And then it's a vampire. Then it's a vampire hunting movie.
Oh my God. He's just cutting off steaks for everyone.
He's just kamikazing into their chest to kill them. I thought that'd be incredible, but okay. Well,
I mean, because there's not one that I would want to see like a shot for shot remake, but like this one, they changed some things, obviously, but like the overall story's somewhat intact. I don't know. Like, I mean, maybe Cinderella with all the foot body horror stuff you could do.
Yeah.
But, eh. Oh, with the birds pecking their eyes out, that'd be pretty.
Okay, see. It worked in Lighthouse. Come on.
That it did. Let us know at TexasPodcastMassacre@gmail.com, TXPodMassacre on Twitter, Texas Podcast Massacre everywhere else. Give us a call at 346-246-3143. I noticed I didn't get a voicemail from anyone recommending this film to defend it, so because there is no because there is no defense for this movie that we're going to talk through.
Just throw a bomb and leave. Yeah.
And basically. So thank you for this shit sandwich that I'm going to have to eat now. I really appreciate that. God damn it. I almost quit the podcast today. I just can't do it. Can't do it anymore. Lisa's done 300 something movies she doesn't want to see. I do one movie I don't want to watch and I'm ready to quit.
I quit the pod today.
Lisa's the real MVP. We've always said that. Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Lisa's the real MVP. We've all said that. Yeah, let us know. Give us those 5-star reviews and request an actual decent movie. It would be fantastic. On that note, let's get. Oh my God, I even hate calling this movie the week. It's. Nate.
Film of the time.
Film of the, you know, we'll go with that. Fine.
Movie of the millennium.
Oh my God. Here it is. Gretel and Hansel.
I'm called Gretel. And this rough one here is my brother Hansel.
Tell me the fairy tale again.
It's too scary, you know, start seeing things that aren't there.
You've been turned out of your home. Set out to fend for yourselves with only your clothes and your hides.
I'm hungry.
I'm hungrier than you are.
Because you're a pig.
Look! It smells of cake! Brother!
Careful with that, dear. I'd hate for you to start something you can't stop.
Please make your acquaintance. I'm called Gretel, and this rough one here is my brother Hansel.
Ouch!
There's something wrong here.
But it's so pleasant.
Where are all the animals? From where does she draw milk?
There's a storm coming. This is your power. To see what is hidden and to take it.
We were given the same gift, the same magic.
Brother!
What did you do with him?
All that is left is to make him.
Gretel and Hansel. That is the movie. I've already done that. I mean,
yeah. I love it. I love it so much.
Again, hey, did you see The Witch? Let's do the same folk horror pagan version, but without having to actually write an actual story, because we'll just steal the one from the fairy tale and pretend we're going to reimagine it. That's the elevator pitch.
Okay, there you go. All right, so Gretel Hansel came out 2020, January 31st, hit right before the pandemic.
I think this might have been the last film I saw in theaters.
I remember you just when you saw this in the theater too. That might have been what made you so.
I got a rare half day off work, and I was like, what do I do? I'll go see this film. It was just a double kick in the nuts. Sorry, go ahead. I need everyone to understand how much
the movie kicked your Gretel from my life.
Oh my god.
Your Gretel and
Hansel. Oh my god.
Okay, so it came out January 31st, 2020. Don't worry, guys. It got most of its full theatrical run in, so don't worry. If you were worried, it made its money. $5 million budget, $22 million box office. So I'm waiting for the sequel where Gretel is played by either Amy Adams or Jessica Chastain. We'll get into that when we talk about the actress. It has, I would say, mixed reviews overall. 5.4 on IMDb, 62% on Rotten Tomatoes from the critics, 23% audience score, of which Mitch probably created numerous accounts. So there you are. The director is Oz Perkins. Oz Perkins is the writer and director of a couple movies that you may know. Black Coat's Daughter. Have you seen that one? Either of you?
No.
Really? This is Black Coat's Daughter. Okay. Black Coat's Daughter is pretty solid. It's got Emma Roberts, Kiernan Shipka, Lucy Boyden. It's a good one. Also did the I Am the Pretty Thing That Lives in the House, which was on Netflix. Nope, swing and a miss. Was Dorky David in 2001's Legally Blonde. That's right, this guy acts also. Legally Blonde, any of you guys are fans?
Wait, and this is Oz Perkins, right?
Correct, okay. Yes. Yeah. Look, it's a great, great year of 2001 for this guy. He was Dorky David in Legally Blonde and uninterested guy in Not Another Teen Movie. Mm. So, I mean, that's
good.
Who was
he in this movie?
He was the director.
He's the director. Also acts.
Oh, okay. I was like, he wasn't in the movie.
Like, writes, directs, and acts. Triple threat.
But he
directed an episode of Twilight Zone, the new one, which got him an acting role in coming out in 2 weeks movie Nope. That's right. He's an actor in Nope as well, with a small part.
Mm-hmm. Now, he didn't actually write this movie, though.
No, he didn't write this one. He wrote Black Coat's Daughter and The Pretty Little Thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That lives what did Nate, just real quick, what did the writer do after this?
Oh, there's multiple writers. I mean, Jacob Grimm is credited as a writer.
How dare you? They're dead. I mean, take their names off this garbage.
Blasphemer.
They are rolling in their witch grave.
Look. Lisa loved the movie so much. She's talking like the dialogue in the film, calling me a blasphemer. Look, it only gets better. I don't know what you're talking about. No, the writer's done almost nothing. Rob Hayes, the writer in this one. Almost nothing, to be fair. But, you know, sometimes you start on top. There you go.
Is that what happened?
Sometimes your first swing is your best one. You just put down the bat and then your career's over. Yeah, so then you got that. Okay, so the main actress in this one is Sophia Lillis, who you might remember as Beverly Marsh in It, the younger Beverly Marsh in It or It Chapter 2, played by Jessica Chastain. Mm-hmm. You might remember her as the young Camille in Sharp Objects. That's what I was saying. In the sequel, either Amy Adams or Jessica Chastain has to play her. And Gretel and Hansel 2? I know you're going to be first in line for that one in the theaters. She was Nancy Drew in The Hidden Staircase. So you got that going for you. She's in the Netflix TV show, I Am Not Okay With This, where she has superpowers. Mm-hmm. So you can check that out on Netflix.
Yep.
And she is in, I guess this is not really a horror movie, but she's in the Dungeons and Dragons movie scheduled to come out next year with Chris Pine.
There's a new one coming out.
Dungeons and Dragons. Is there an old Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah, there were like they made like two other Dungeons and Dragons movies. One of them had one of the Wayans brothers in it.
Oh, I have no clue though.
Oh, that might have to be a special non-horror.
I have no clue.
That one, no, Dave, you're in for a treat.
No, it doesn't sound like a treat. It doesn't sound like a treat at all. And set in West Texas, this film follows a boy who, after his sister is kidnapped by a violent killer known only as Cutthroat Bill, enlists a fierce bounty hunter named Reginald Jones, played by Peter Dinklage, who grudgingly becomes the leader of a group of outcasts searching for the stolen girl, called The Thicket, in production. So there you go. Got some stuff going on.
That's in West. It takes place in West Texas?
West Texas. Yeah, there you go. We also got Alice Krieger. I want to say Krieger. She's just like the scariest looking lady of all time. So you might remember her from Silent Hill, where she was scary. Remember her as the old lady who died setting off the whole story of Texas Chainsaw Massacre from this year. Mrs. MC. Mm-hmm. That's right. Same lady, Lisa. So there you go. And she's in just a ton of stuff. A lot. She's acted in a lot of things. Spoiler alert. A bunch of it's her looking real creepy. So nailing it. She's been typecast and it's working. She was in the early 2000s Dragon classic Reign of Fire, featuring Matthew McConaughey and Christian Bale and Gerard Butler. This is Lisa's best movie of all time, probably.
Jeez.
I know, right? You're welcome. We should go watch Reign of Fire. It's a classic. I don't want classic. I'm blushing
I just side-eyed that.
Good luck. That's all I remember from that whole movie. No, but anyway, yeah. So she's in a bunch of stuff, some vampire movies, etc. But yeah, she's just basically creepy in all facets of the game. She looks creepy. I don't know. She's got it down. She's got like a weird sunken in face that just says I should be in horror movies exclusively. Yeah, so those are the main actors and actresses, really. Not a lot of actors in this. It's pretty small cast. They're trying to do a lot with a little, generally the whole movie, so cast makes total sense as well. Lisa, so we know Mitch's thoughts on this one. What about you? What overall thoughts on the movie? Try not to let Mitch's categorization color it too much, but what are you thinking here?
What do you think? I think, Nate.
I don't know. There's a lot of children in peril. So
in peril, there's a lot of dead children.
they were in peril. The peril is the past.
They don't show any of the kids dying, so I wasn't sure how you would take that one.
They show a bucket full of guts, so that wasn't thrilling.
And the cheapest looking baby arm from a doll they've ever pulled out.
That was bad. That was very bad. I definitely laughed when I saw that.
I yelled in the theater, yeah. And I almost got talked to by an usher. I distinctly remember that. That was egregious. Sorry, Lisa. Yeah.
No, it's okay. I was not a fan.
Not a fan. Okay.
No. Even for, you know, we get to these movies and we're like, oh, it's only 90 minutes. Yeah, that was still way too long.
One of the reviews from the Associated Press said, Gretel and Hansel is as visually arresting as it is tedious. A 90-minute movie that really should have been a 3-minute music video for Marilyn Manson or Ozzy Osbourne.
Yep, that's about right.
I feel like that sums it up. I don't know when you got. I don't know when you started writing under a pseudonym for the Associated Press, Mitch, but it seems like that.
It was around early 2020 when I decided to take it on. I don't know. That makes sense. You know, yeah. You know, Nate, honestly, if I'm being honest, maybe I've just been a little too harsh. You know, upon second review, you know, maybe I've oversold how terrible it is.
I was going to say, I'm
just kidding. This movie sucks ass. It's the worst movie I've maybe ever seen. One of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
Nah, yes. Worst ever? Oh my God. Nothing. Birdemic
is stupid for a different reason than this. This is like where you are, this movie is insulting. Like Birdemic is like, look, we're a bunch of idiots with like $2,000 and we're going to just like make a real dumb film. And I can appreciate that. They know who they are. This is just a stupid garbage, like cash. Not even, I guess a cash grab. It's so lazy. Everything about this movie is just lazy.
And it wasn't lazy how they framed their shots. Those are great.
Cool. You know what? You know what's really great is when things look great, but they suck. I mean, it's like showing up to a Thanksgiving dinner and it's all wax food. Like, okay, it looks great. Can't eat any of it because it's fucking garbage. It's so bad, Nate. I mean, what did you think, Nate? You cannot truthfully... You're about to piss me off, aren't you? I'm just waiting for it. You're about to real piss me off.
I thought, because I'm more of, you know, I like the horror films that are like actively scary, but I'm finding more and more, I'm liking more of the atmospheric moody movies a little bit. They're starting to get me a little bit more. So that's what this movie is. It's not maybe one or two kind of jump scary moments that I can think of. Girl's head falls off. Someone walking behind in a creepy room, a couple shots in the distance of some creepiness. Generally, not a lot of like what I would call direct scares. It's almost purely moody, atmospheric. It could have been a really, really good 30-minute movie.
Yeah.
Instead of a 90-minute movie. I think everyone can generally agree, even those who thought it was pretty solid, that the movie. It was really stretching what the source material on this one.
Tell me this. I can understand you liking the atmospheric stuff. Although I would say there are so many other movies that do the same witch story much better. Hell, there's even a Hellbender, which is like a small mom and pop horror film.
I haven't seen that yet. I'm and very it's excited. Good.
It's, it's basically this movie, but a lot better. It's fine to be atmospheric, but you've got nothing to the screenplay. There's nothing to the story. You know, they're not the only twist they tried to do different from the fairy tale is that now Gretel's sort of kind of a witch. I mean, mm-hmm. Is there anything about this actual story that you liked? Ignore the visuals for a second. I think we all agree visuals were a bright spot of this film. What is one thing about this actual story that you liked?
It's similar in the way to The Witch, where Black Phillip, aka the devil or devil's minion, they never really say exactly who it is, but is saying like, hey, look at this crappy way of living that you have, either by puritanical rule and or whatever kind of gross thing where you're going to work for someone as their maid and then they ask if you're a virgin or not. That's not great. So witchcraft is your alternative, you know, like freedom of a life from this terrible setup, although it costs you a lot. Right. So I like that story, part of the story.
Except it didn't cost them a lot. And the rules for how you got witchcraft power seemed to change. First, she got it from because they made some deal with the devil to give the daughter powers. Fine. Then she gets it because she eats children.
Well, she ate her child, which gave her the power, but then she had to keep doing it to keep it.
But now she's like not going to eat this new child that's shown up to her house and has power so that she can maintain her powers. Like,
well, she's got a lot of kid parts like this kind of stored up. So once those start running dry,
mentor this wayward soul now instead of my own daughter.
Because she found someone who was like her. that she could mold to be like her daughter, who she had to kill because she killed her husband. That's what I'm going for. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, boo.
But she's definitely got a lot of kid. There's a lot of kid body parts stored up. That part is for sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of American Girl dolls hanging in the basement. I agree with you.
I like that. I like it. And I will say this, the way the shots were framed was incredibly good.
Sure.
It kind of reminded me of it's an A24-esque film, although it wasn't. If you saw it, it was an Orion picture.
Yeah.
Like Orion pictures from like mostly the 80s.
At first I thought I was watching the wrong one. I was like, how old is this movie?
No, yeah. It's like normally you'd see the Orion pictures thing come up for the 80s movies or 90s movies. No. They're back, baby. Revival time.
Yeah, what have they released since then?
Don't worry about it. So
yeah.
Don't worry about it. The way the shots were set up and how, I mean, it's a lot of flash on a stretched out story. So I can see why people might not like that for sure. So I definitely understand. I'm just starting to gravitate toward like, oh, they're doing some interesting visual stuff and it's very atmospheric. So I'm starting to become more of a sucker over time for that. So it got me, I would say got me a little bit. Is this one of like my favorite movies or anything? Absolutely not. It's nowhere near that level. So I'm not going to like say it's a 10 and just absolutely break your heart, Mitch. But I thought it was decent in what it was trying to do.
I couldn't have told you
Humpty Dumpty movie.
For sure. I couldn't have told you what it was trying to do. I'm not unreasonable. The visuals are incredible. The cinematography is great. It was trying its hardest to be an A24 film without actually
a lot of shots. Yeah. A lot of shots just took a long time too.
Yeah.
And like, and then you kind of like drank in everything that was happening. I did enjoy that. I could see why people would not care for that at all. Because it ends up, you know, slowing down the film and making it more deliberately paced. So that's not your kind of thing. This is not your movie.
Well, it's not even that. I agree with you on that. It for what bothered me about it. And I want to hear from Lisa. It's not even the pacing and all that. I mean, the pacing was bad because of the story, and maybe that's the point. You've got to have your payoff. If you're going to do a slow burn build and do the atmospheric horror tension, you've got to have a payoff that is going to just smash, right? Like, you've got to stick that landing. The Witch does it perfectly. Hereditary does it perfectly. There's so many.
I don't know. The ending of Hereditary was a little, yeah.
The Lodge was another one of these, right?
Yes.
That the payoff of it, that you've sat here through this agonizing hour-long setup of just misery and dread. You got to give me something more than like, I don't know. Even the ending felt like they just ran out of time and they rushed it. Like, they did all this long, elaborate setup. Then they're like, oh, now we're in the bottom and here's some fire. I don't know. Lisa, I mean, what... Positives, negatives overall. I know you don't, you're siding with me, which again, I love you. Talk to me about kind of what you thought about the movie and just,
I did like the main actress. I think she's good. I'm sad that she did such a good job in it and then had to do this movie. But yeah, sure. The cinematography was fine, I guess. I don't know. It dragged out a lot. And that's saying something for a 90-minute movie. And then I don't even care. I'm going to jump right to the end because I want to. This is the stupidest ending I've ever seen in my life. She's like, okay, 12-year-old brother, go back to our home and live by yourself and good luck. And I'm going to stay out here with my witch powers. What in the hell? No.
the different journeys of Eon. Come on.
Yeah, oh, his journey was starvation in the old shack while she's over here like...
Don't worry, he's got a good axe game now. He'll be able to fend for himself.
While she's over here, I mean, I guess she's still going to make food from the... I mean, she's not going to let all those little kids go to waste.
No, absolutely not. Those kids are... And I didn't know... Do we think the end means that she is going to lure kids in the same way? Or is she going to do things differently? I think the ending
she's
was
do like, things differently.
Yeah, she's a young she woman seems, coming into her yeah, own, coming into happy her powers.
To see, yes, yeah. She seems happy to see all the souls of all the children that are able to leave.
This movie would have.
I don't think she's evil.
This movie would have shot up to.
I think she just has
an,
powers.
Yeah.
I okay. Agree with you. That's good then.
This movie would have shot up to an 8 out of 10 on my scale if it had ended with Limp Bizkit's "My Way" playing over the credits. She's like doing the monologue, you know, where she's talking about I could feed the darkness or the light. And you just have like
come on.
I would have standing ovation that in the theater.
But you're gonna know, Hazel's gotta go. Yeah, exactly. It was so good.
Exactly. Missed opportunity.
You know what we should do is a new segment for the show. Every movie, as they go into the credits, we have to pick a Limp Bizkit movie that has to go over the end of the movie into the credits that matches the film.
It'll be hard to pick just one, but sure. None of these characters. The acting itself, I thought was good. None of these characters, save for maybe the witch, does anything remotely sensible. In the span of 20 minutes, you have at one point the girl saying, we need to get the hell out of here because it's creepy as hell. I don't know where this food's coming from. We got to bounce. And the boy's like, and Hansel's like, oh, no, what are you talking about? We finally got food. You're being ridiculous. Not like 15, 20 minutes later, total flip. Oh, well, now she showed me how to lift the broom up. So I guess we should be staying. And he's like, nah, I saw some shit carved in a wood in a tree later. And she just chunks his ass out the door. What? I don't understand the crazy amount of like change in these characters and
well, to be fair, they were starving to death. So the boy was like pro starvation, is anti starvation and pro having food. So his reasoning makes sense as he gets more comfortable with having the food, and he's like looking around, like, okay, I'm not in like survival mode anymore. I'm looking around at what things are. And then he's like, oh shit. Oh no.
He should have been like, no, what would have made more sense is had he been like, hey, we should just murder this woman with this axe I'm sharpening. That would have been
where
will
the
more.
Food come from? Yeah, see, it's a tough one. I don't know.
But he's wanting to leave anyway, so he clearly doesn't care about the food at that point.
That's true. Yeah, he's gonna have a house. That's true. Well, he wants to be nice, I don't know. the witch hood outfit, I would say that's creepy, and I would want that for some sort of Halloween thing to scare people. Okay. It was very creepy.
Yep.
The witch outfit, what do you think, Lisa? Witch outfits in this one? Like the black outfit she's wearing and the ones in the distance with the hood that they always keep showing.
Yeah, the ones in the distance with the hood's definitely creepy. Very much a Macbeth Three Witches sort of vibe.
Yeah, I was like, man, if I could get that for Halloween when kids come by in the neighborhood, whoo, that would be awesome. I was kind of pumped.
And then
could I pull it off? Or is that only a female outfit?
What? The hood?
Yeah, like that hooded cloak outfit. I think a guy could.
No, you could pull it off.
Okay. All right.
I don't,
sorry,
know what,
honey, buying,
I don't know where
I'm buying, a, I'm buying a custom thing off Etsy to get to creep kids out. That's going to be my whole
I don't know where this conversation has been going. But anyway, if you have a hooded whatever for Nate, let him know. He's clearly in the market. I don't know. This movie just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, no one acts in a irrational sort of way.
I think to be fair, that was part of it. Like, everything is like, they say it's cursed. Everything's going to hell, blah, blah, blah. I think no one is acting rationally, just generally kind of underscores what's going on. I think that's what's supposed to be happening.
I guess
if that makes sense.
The problem is it really just comes across like they're just trying to do shit just to do stuff, but then never like actually resolve or answer any of it, right?
That's what I'm saying, just like life.
No.
Sometimes you don't get that clear win or that resolution. Sometimes it's ambiguous. So
not in a movie where you have spent time writing. Like it's no, I disagree with that assertion. I don't know. The introduction of the young witch was kind of weird.
What do you think about the story? The pink girl, pretty girl, the fairy tale inside the fairy tale. What do you think about that? I thought that was okay.
That she got some powers but everyone hated her because she could tell the future.
Yeah. And then she started murdering people. I thought that was like a solid, like, oh yeah, this is a, It was a fairy tale in the fairy tale, right? For the movie's purposes. I thought that was pretty creepy and good.
Seems weird that her mom abandoned her, but she's like, hey, you want some of these cool powers? And mom's like, hey, you know what? I kind of do.
It's like, well, my daughter, everyone said my daughter was, they could just eat her up. So I took him up on it, literally.
Like it would have been, what I feel like would have been a better twist is, had you discovered that was the mother, but it was still the daughter. The daughter was that younger witch and was still alive, controlling the mother and making her come across,
Yeah.
That would have maybe been a better twist or a better spin on it. Like you have this old crone woman that everyone thinks is like the witch and everyone's always suspicious of. You could have had even the woodsman show up and, I mean, I know in the fairy tale, it's a, Hansel and Gretel, escape themselves. They don't have anyone come and help them. But what would have been interesting is like, yeah, you had this sort of thing of like, it's this old crone out here that's, is suspected of being the witch. Everyone starts to see that. And then it's turns out it's really the daughter that's really pulling the strings. That could have been a more interesting.
I would have liked that. Yeah, I would have liked that. That'd be good too.
Or more that the daughter was helping Gretel tap in versus the mom doing it. Because it just got weird. Like again, she eats her kids to get this power from her daughter. She also eats her daughter, I guess. Apparently,
well, she ate her daughter to get the power, and that was the poison she was talking about. And then she had to keep doing it so it wouldn't consume her. She had to keep eating the kids.
But that's what I mean. So how did Gretel get her powers? And who'd she eat to get to this point?
No. So you can get the powers by eating, but then you have to keep doing it or else it'll consume you.
Uh-huh.
Versus some people are just born with it.
That's dumb. I don't understand. Why are these? Have definite rules for your witch lore here.
Look, sometimes you're born with it. Sometimes it's Maybelline.
God okay? damn it! I knew that, I saw
that's it.
The
that's
minute
it.
You said sometimes, I was like, no, don't you dare, don't you dare, Nate.
What a reference. But some people use Maybelline, some people have to use Maybelline, and some people don't. So she was one of the don'ts, and then that was how it happened.
And I mean,
and then in this instance, Gretel was born with it. So she doesn't have to, in theory, eat a lot of people to maintain it, hopefully.
Yeah. So is she just going to eat apples off random just trees in the forest now? Is that sort of, I mean, I guess she's presumably not going to eat children, although her fingers turn black at the end. So I don't know what that meant.
Yeah. She's a witch now. Like she's gone into her witchness. And the mark of being a witch, I guess, is having black fingers, which is kind of awesome. I'm not going to lie. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah. Is this the first time we've seen them with like the black fingers for, because obviously
Scarlet was awesome. I don't
Scarlet,
know. I
well, Scarlet cool. Witch does that in MCU. Not that you would know, Nate.
I would not know that. No.
But yeah. So Scarlet Witch has the same kind of black fingers and everything. And this might be the first movie I really distinctly recall that, but it's possible it's done somewhere else. I was just curious if you, if you were,
well, yeah, aware. I mean, it makes sense that this is a very influential movie. So, I mean, it makes total sense to me. So,
I didn't find a response. Lisa, any other parts of these that I don't know. Just anything else in general you want to say about this movie? Lisa?
No, she felt like he was talking about the movie.
Ask me again.
I just said anything else, but clearly anything else you want to talk about with this one?
No,
this just couldn't do it. This movie put you out. All right. Well, look, in that case, I mean, let's just get into it. Let's talk about the final cut.
Final cut.
I'm just going to jump right in. Just screw it. Negative 10 American Doll baby arms. Okay. This is.
What about the music? Music was okay.
This is. I'm going to give this 2 out of 10 American Doll baby arms.
Oh, can't even go a 1. Okay, so give me the rationale for not a 1. What's the rationale for not having a 1?
The cinematography, frankly, is the only thing that saved it.
Okay.
Like, I mean, what's something I've given a 1 to? Have I given a 1 to anything? I'm sure I gave it to The Suckling if I gave it to anything.
You definitely have. You definitely have given a 1 before.
Yeah.
I can look here.
Yeah, I'll say that. So I mean,
twos you gave Aftershock with Eli Roth. You gave a 1 to Halloween Kills in a very ranty way also. This seems similar to that. That's why I was going for maybe a 1. Mm-hmm. You gave 2 to The Shed. Is this has a shed in it too. Is this part of the shed verse? Shediverse?
Am I the opposite of Team Shed? What is that? A team
your team Treehouse. you gave a 1 to Jeepers Creepers 3? I mean, I would watch this movie over Jeepers Creepers 3 any day of the week.
So that tracks.
Okay. All right. So it's firmly in the 2 category.
So cinematography is the biggest saving grace, but this movie is so boring as hell. I hated watching it. I hated watching it the second time. It just doesn't make it. It really, the story is just so stupid. And maybe it's the fact that it's very clearly supposed to be Hansel and Gretel, and it's based off that. Maybe it would have been better had they just made up an original fairy tale ish, quasi inspired one instead of it literally being Hansel and Gretel. Maybe that would have made it better, but I don't think so. I really do just think that the story, the actual story, what they were trying to tell, this whole theme of, you know, becoming a mother and being a, you know, what society expects of a woman, and instead finding your own path or whatever nonsense they were trying to get through, didn't hit right. Good. Other movies do it much more successfully. I'd rather watch any of these other, like folk horror film over this movie in a heartbeat. So yeah, 2 out of 10.
All right.
Nate, you go next.
Oh, okay. Well, I liked it more than that. So the music in this movie was, I thought, pretty solid. It was done by a person that just goes by Rob.
It would have been better had it had Limp Bizkit's My Way at the end. Can we all agree? What about folk? What about a folk, like a Renaissance theme version of Limp Bizkit's
My Way? Now I know why you want to eat me. No, just kidding.
My God,
I could do this for a long time.
You don't need to.
I don't need to. So I didn't think it was that bad. Yeah, I didn't think it was that bad. So
bringing endorsement.
I'm gonna go with a solid 5 on that one.
That is well.
It was still middle of the road high for me. Middle of the road. I liked some of the parts of it quite a bit. The story was just spread out too much. I mean, the shots were lasting a long time, which I don't mind at all. But even for me, I was like, oh no, this is a little long.
Okay.
Why take her 2 minutes to walk down a staircase? Like, all right, what do we got going on here? It's an 87 minute movie too. So it's like, they really kind of padded it out.
That's fair. You only like the long-winded shots because of the room, though. like the extended Golden Gate Bridge shots. That's the only reason why you're fine with those.
Yeah. That's like of the room itself. I was confused what you're talking about. Room
the,
great.
The movie, the room.
Like,
yeah.
The gray tall room they set up was good. They, the, like the settings and the background and the sets, I thought were really good too.
What a convoluted cooking thing, right? Like, hey, get your climb yourself up into the top rack of the oven.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. Top. You got a top rack at first, then you take it out for a bit, and then you go bottom rack.
Let me leave this broom right here conveniently on the side so, you know, that I know she can fly with her mind. That sure she won't use that against me to save her brother. What a dumb ass, illogical nonsense. I mean, sorry. Sorry, this is your thing. Fine. So you're five, yeah? Five?
Yes, five.
Absurd. Absurd.
This is one of the better uses, although it was pretty brutal when she did three different levels of hitting her like neck with the broom. But that was pretty solid as well.
Oh, yeah. No, the final kill was decent.
Yeah, that was good. I quite liked that. But yeah, I say a five. I did not hate it nearly as much as you. I knew I wasn't going to, because you were like, it's so slow and it's all atmosphere and there's no scares and it's so stupid and there's like people, like the shots are long. I'm like, yeah, this sounds good to me. Yeah, but it wasn't actually a good movie. I think it could have been a good movie, but the writing part, like the story itself, just, you know, they needed more to it, or to be an even shorter movie somehow. Or something, but yeah, although I would say this director doing something else a little bit more fleshed out story wise, I'd be interested.
My takeaway from your review, Nate, is even with you being as much of a contrarian as you like to be, you still couldn't muster up more than a five. That is a net win for me in this one.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's closer to what I like, but it's not like a good.
Nate, it's fine to just not like a movie, Nate. It's fine. You don't have to try to defend it. It's a garbage film. Lisa, where do you sit?
Garbage and Hansel.
Garbage. I like it.
I think it gets 2 points for the kid actors who actually did do a good job, in my opinion.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, kid actors were good.
And that's about it. I didn't care for much of anything else in it, except between this and Pan's Labyrinth, I just feel bad for these starving children. It's just, you can always get kiddos with food, apparently. And cake, in particular.
Kids like cake, no matter what setting or century or whatever. Cake is money, always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very true.
Nate, you gave Queen of the Damned a 2, but you gave this movie a 5.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Surprisingly, you gave the Lilith Shrike a 2.
Why are you breaking my sorting here? Jesus.
Because it makes it easier for me to see what ridiculous nonsense. I mean, Nate, I don't even know. I don't know how you could give this. You gave this better than what? From Hell? Really? From Hell's a much better film than this one. And it's
I liked watching this. I think I liked watching this movie more than From Hell, personally.
Well, listen, thank you, Try Bry Guy and Nate's mom, for this recommendation. It's an empty thing. Nate and I are going to go into couples counseling now to get over this, because this is one of those irreconcilable things we're going to have to work through, I feel like. Nate, where can they find us?
You can find us in the therapist's office, apparently. You can find us, as always, at TX Podmasker on Twitter, Texas Podcast Masker everywhere else. Send us an email, texaspodcastmasker@gmail.com. Give us a call, leave us a voicemail, 346-246-3143. If you are out there, Gretel and Hansel fans, I would love a call. I would love to hear you get just verbally undressed by Mitch in an episode. So please call in. Give us a 5-star review on iTunes, or call in and a voicemail with a recommendation. And look, Gretel and Hansel, here it is. So people did both of those things. So if you do those things, you can get a movie on the list. So it happens. It's possible. Even if one of us hates it, it's possible. So there you go. And get excited because we got some good movies coming up. And also another and. We're looking at getting some fan favorite guests back. So stay tuned.
Oh yes. Yeah, we got some fun stuff coming the way. Much more fun than this horrible ass movie. Thank you for staying up with us. Thank you for listening. Thank you. If you watched this before it expired on Amazon Prime, congratulations, I guess. If you missed it, you're welcome.
Paramount Plus. Everyone got Paramount.
Just understand that. I mean, Nate, what's something that you really enjoy? Something really that doesn't take you very long to do.
Play with my kids.
Okay. Think of it this way, Nate. You, instead of spending 87 minutes playing with your kids, you watch this film. You lost 87 minutes of your life. And let's be honest, you don't know when it's, I mean, not to be morbid here, you don't know when it's coming. You know when the sands in the hourglass fade out. That's a Days of Our Lives reference.
I know. I definitely understood that.
I mean, that's just a way of this against. And I just want you to know that's the trade-off that you made. And I'm hoping that you, listener, will have heard this and I will have spared you. At this point now, I've spent 87 minutes times two plus however long this episode is. So I'm really out. I'm really in the negative, in the red here.
You take the good, you take the bad. You watch Gretel and Hansel again, and then you're mad. There you go. I saved it.
Okay. I'll already guarantee you Gretel and Hansel, witch hunter or witch killer, whatever the hell with Jeremy Renner would be a higher.
Someone please request that. Please. I beg it. I am begging.
From all
we've got any Jeremy Renner movies. Surprise. So please get that on the list.
From all of us here at Texas Podcast Massacre, thank you so much for tuning in. And just keep telling yourself, it's only a movie. Good night.